Please note this episode contains graphic content. We are just disgusting degenerates for comedy purposes. Listener's discretion is advised for your non-virgin ears.
You ever wore a man thong?
No.
I've wore a man thong for my partner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For you?
For my partner.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I'm like, damn.
But dude. I wore it. Yeah. And it's hilarious because when I wear it, it doesn't like fit like how you would think.
It's not.
It just picks up so much. So it's supposed to cover all of it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's because of my package, but it comes up. So then all you see is like it's side boob of my nuts.
I just feel like it's just like fucking squished like fucking
meat. It doesn't.
Meat. Yeah.
But it's like even if it's tight as fuck, my balls are coming out.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like just too much junk. So it looks hilarious. And I'm just like, this looks like a micro bikini on girl with huge tits.
Like
it
looks so stupid. Like, damn, dude. It's a lot of nuts.
Yeah. That's a lot of nuts. You want fries with that, baby?
Fuck.
I don't know. It's just fucking random.
When you're young and people like, you know, used to like fucking kick each other in the nuts and stuff, because of your fucking huge package.
That shit hurt.
I'm sure it did for
that
you.
That shit fucking hurt.
Yeah.
I had an ex-girlfriend that hit me in the nuts for no reason.
What the fuck?
I was like tickling her and then she just went poof, and I was just like, what the fuck?
So you punching a boob.
I don't think that hurts as much as
no, I'm kidding. Bitch, no, man.
So I grabbed you by the throat.
Push you down the stairs.
And I RKO'd that bitch. Just kidding.
Said, well, yeah.
John Cena.
I love your laugh today, bro.
Can't smell nut.
Hey, are you a fan of Big Glizzies? Because we are. Welcome to the 3030 Podcast with your host, August Licorice and Han Croutons, and executive producers, Andrew Acorns. Sit back, bib up, let's take a bite of the show. Enjoy.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of 3030. We're back here today with our host, August, Mihan, and our amazing and beautiful producer, Andrew. We're going to have another fun episode today, guys.
Talk about it, looks.
Well, we're talking about how like pretty his lips are and how clean he is. And how he doesn't have...
He probably doesn't have sweaty balls, huh? They don't even hang
low. No, I do.
You shave your balls, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Fucking guy.
How do you... You know, I'll be honest. It's how do you shave your balls?
It's practice.
It scares me.
You have to be a nurse practitioner.
Do you, like, go against...
No, don't go against the grain on your nuts, bro.
Well, I'm like, how do you do it?
No, go with...
I don't know how to
trim. With it.
With the flow.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you know, I've always just wondered how to do it.
I do it like those super cool porn stars where I leave like the top, but it's trimmed.
Oh, nice.
But it's like anything around the cack and the neck is clean, you know?
Mine looks like, you know, in Brazil where they just take down all the trees and just a wreck.
Mine looks like a forest fire.
Like the aftermath.
I
like,
literally burned my pubes off.
This doesn't look too good. Yeah. There's bald spots and I don't know.
Do you bowl cut your...
Put glasses on.
Give him an inhaler.
Yeah. I'm ready, Dad.
You little fucking nerd.
Let's do it, bitch.
You little nerd, bro. How do you do it? How do you do it? You shave the top too?
Mm-hmm. I go.
It doesn't full itch, clean. Bro.
Oh, in the beginning.
You're not a really hairy dude though, right?
No.
No, you're lucky. Yeah. I think that's one thing like I wish I didn't have is so much hair. But every girl I've been with, they said they liked it. But I'm like, you're fucking lying, bro.
I like pulling it.
If you were a girl, would you like a hairy dude? Or no?
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't care.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever been.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think they
I don't think they yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think girls mind.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know who likes it is gay men for some reason.
Really?
They call them bears or something. Bears. Yeah. And like I've been told from like in my college days with gay guys, they were like, oh, I love like how hairy you are. It's so manly. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm not even like that hairy to be honest.
You know what?
Like compared to like
Just we have a lot of hairy people, and
oh well, dude, you're fucked. We're both fucked. Like I don't have back hair. You know?
Sometimes just the locker rooms. I'm like,
people think I'm hairy, but I'm like, dude, like my beard doesn't even come down my neck.
Yeah,
like it's all gone from here. I have like very light hair in my armpits.
You don't have chest hair either, right?
No, dude, check it.
It was always like only men have like chest, like hair, chest and stuff. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Sometimes it seems like it'd be cool, but I don't know.
I would hate on a summer day, though.
Yeah. And manscaping sucks. And if you have hair, you're more prone to ingrowns, which is also, like, a really shitty thing. So at that point, I realized, like, I don't think I want to manscape to the point where it's, like, just uncomfortable for me. It's, like, I don't want to be, like, trying to get ingrowns out or do that stuff.
For sure.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. And, like, well, you guys have straight pubes?
It's curly. Yeah.
You're curly, huh? Yeah. And I thought he did. So I don't think you're as prone to ingrowns. Straight?
Like it just goes
because he was invaded by Spain, bro.
Speaking of. Yeah.
Right? Like, that's probably the reality.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yours is curly?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Well, look at my hair. It's fucking curly.
So the movie that inspired me to shave my balls, or just, like, trim, was White Castle.
Oh.
In that beginning scene.
Yeah.
Where, like, Harold comes back home, and then Kumar's like naked. It's like, dude, Macy Johnson looks like so much bigger.
Yeah, it low-key does. I have way more confidence when there's no hair.
It looks like clean.
I don't let it pass a certain point. If it gets to like a quarter inch, I'm like, it's gotta go.
Yeah,
because you're making my wee wee small look tiny. I don't like that.
Too much forest.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't want it to be hidden and be like Zohai. It's like the bush. It's the biggest. You know, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do try to shave my nuts all the time. There was a fucking funny-ass movie. It's an older movie, like late 90s, early 2000s movie. Mm-hmm. Comedy, too. It's like the friend's drunk, and they're trying to, like, clean him up because he has to go somewhere. But his friend is, like an RN, and he's so used to, like, shaving dudes' nuts, like, for, like, surgeries and stuff. He, like, indirectly, just, like, starts shaving his buddy's nuts, like, in the thing. He's like, what are you doing? And he's like, does this sound familiar?
She's Out of My League?
Is it? Dude, it's gotta be, right?
It's that scene where, like, it's
he's drunk, right?
Yeah. No,
he's like getting ready for a date and he's like shaving his balls. Oh, yeah. He's like a barber. He's like,
no, not that one. That one's funny. Where he's like, the white guy. That's the big white guy, right?
Yeah. He's
like, I'll make it big for you, bro. Like, yeah. He's like, wow, it looks huge. He's like, well, that's all
it
right.
It looks familiar. Yeah. It sounds, shit.
But there's another one, like, earlier than that where he's doing that. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And he's like, shaving your nuts. He's like, oh, what am I doing? But he just realizes it because he's like a urologist or something like that. Like, he does that.
Yeah.
Like a nurse urologist. So he's, like, always shaving dudes' nuts. It's really funny.
That's one thing I knew I could be in the medical, like, business just because... Gotta like wipe people's ass and like shave that area and stuff, dude. Mm.
Fuck. When I went to my urologist for my surgery on my cock,
your cack.
I tried to groom. I felt like really bad. I was just like, I really hope.
You know, like they were like impressed. Like, oh shit, shit. Okay, were they?
I don't think he gave a fuck. And nor did the nurse. They're just like, but I was just trying because I was like, wouldn't it suck to like. You're going to get, like, stitches and stuff.
That's
and
then, true.
You know, like, that would suck.
Yeah.
So I made sure it was clean.
Nice. I'm sure they're like, thank you. Like, thanks.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. It was so awkward, though. It was so weird. Did I ever tell you guys this story?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you the story about the surgery. This might be a good thing for the podcast. Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny.
Close.
Okay, so as you know, I've had surgery on my penis. Mm-hmm. I had a lesion.
It was too large.
Yeah. They took off...
20 dude. Inches.
It took off 2 inches and I'm still at a foot and a half.
And you're like, damn, it's growing back.
Yeah. Kept lopping off the top. No. So I had a lesion. I don't know what it was, but as an open wound, it wasn't like disease or anything. I think it's just traumatized skin. That's what they say. Maybe through skating or cutting it, but it wouldn't like close all the way and it would scab over and then rip off and bleed again all the time. And I've had it since I was a kid, but I never like, went to the doctor. I was very like self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
But I got it done not that long ago, to be honest, like maybe like 3 years ago.
I think right? two.
2 years ago?
It was like pretty recent, I remember.
Yeah, and They don't know what it was. They're just like, it's just traumatized skin, I think. Like, I really can't tell you, like, what it is. But I had to get it cut out. So I had to get surgery. Fuck. And they, like, it was fucking hilarious, bro. Because, like, it was so uncomfortable just being there. Yeah. And you already showed your urologist your cock. You're just like, hey, here it is. And they're like, cool. And we'll fix that up.
Were you sorry, bro? Like, oh, damn.
No, I'm a grower, not a shower, man. Okay. You're giving me way too much credit. Way too much credit. Like, damn. This dude sees dicks every day. I'm pretty sure mine's just an average. You know?
Who knows? Like, he's like, damn, that's a nice dick.
That's really good. Tastes good, too.
I know what I mean tonight.
Sick, bro. Spaghetti so it's already like... So it's already uncomfortable as fuck, right? But I felt so dumb in the surgery. I was nervous as fuck too. But it made me laugh so hard because I went in and they had me lay on a table. And first I was like, I gotta pee. Like, I was on the table. Dude, it was so bad. I didn't know what to do because they cut this little piece of paper out. And it's like operation for your dick. And it's like, it's just, I have a white blanket like this big, basically, but it's a disposable. Yeah. You know, it's a white one. And they just pull my dick out.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a fucking puppet show. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, what is this? And they're just sitting me there. And then they both leave, the nurse and the doctor. And they're gone for like a really long time. And I was sitting there. I was like, I gotta pee, bro. Yeah. And then my just dick's out and I'm just laying on the table. And it just looks so stupid. I felt like I was on like the Muppets, dude.
Yeah. Here's Kermit.
I was telling my partner, I was like, dude, look at Gonzo. I sent her a photo, you know? It looks like Gonzo's just a big ass nose. So then I was like, I gotta pee, and I remember texting her and I was like, do you think it's bad if I need
go pee?
Go pee. They already just set me up. So I was like, I don't know how much time I have. And my pants are off and everything. So I lift up the thing. I try not to like sanitize, do anything. And I just go pee. I run in the bathroom and piss. And I'm like, oh, should I pee? And then I go back and I'm like, oh, I hope I like shook it off enough. You know, like there's something they're going to notice. Like, why is he peeing on himself?
You know, it's funny. You just peed there. It's like, I had to go.
That's so stupid. But I had my cock out. And then it was fucking funny because the lady comes back in and I was like, oh, dude, I just missed it. Like, thank God. And then she starts sanitizing me.
Oh, wow.
And then what's even funnier is it looks more like a Muppet because it's orange. Like, my whole dick was orange, bro. Like, it's like antiseptic or something. Yeah. But she's just like jellyfishing my wiener. And then
Garfield?
I was like, dude, they're going to film this. Like, they're going to put googly eyes or something and that's it. And I didn't know what was going
where's
on.
Where's the Lorax?
Yeah. That's exactly what it felt like. Yeah. I protect the trees. Dude, it was so stupid, and I'm just laying there, and then they numbed it. I think that needle hurt for sure.
Oh, what? Did it go on the head or like the shaft?
No, the shaft.
Damn. Because my
cut was on the shaft.
Fuck.
And
did they go like 3-2-1 or just like?
I was just like, fuck, dude. Like, and then I was also trying not to look because like I usually look at needles and everything. I was like, I don't want to see something going on my cock. That's like really scary. But they did that, and then he was like, okay, we're gonna start, you ready? And I'm like, okay. And then like I was watching like a dumbass, and it was scaring me, bro, because like I see the scalpel and he starts cutting out that portion of my penis. And then he like takes it's like there, and then it was not super long, honestly, but then he takes out the needle to do the stitches, and that was the weirdest fucking feeling.
Oh damn.
Like, he was like, it's so weird, bro, because you feel like, you don't feel the pain, but you feel the needle.
Yeah.
And then as he's pulling out, he's like tugging it, and I could feel the tug, and I'm like, oh, dude, like, this is fucking so crazy, bro. It was so weird, though, dude. It was so, like, uncomfortable.
And you're still soft, though, obviously, right?
Yeah, I wasn't getting hard. I'm fucking getting a needle.
Yeah, I'm still, like, damn. This is awesome.
I was trying not to get hard while the lady was doing the thing.
That's why I'm like, this motion is not.
I was like, I've seen this porno.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, you didn't have to jellyfish me, dude. Like, shit, man. You're not giving me.
Was it like a flat table? And so you're just.
Yeah,
like,
that's why it was even funnier. Cause
so you're looking up and you're watching the
whole thing? It felt like I was just like. Like, I was prepped for like a movie set, like a miniatures.
Yeah.
Like, it was gonna be the Godzilla on like the miniatures with the like, are they gonna they're gonna do like like the townhouses and do a diorama and then they're like, you know? But it was just so dumb, dude. That was like the weirdest thing.
Oh shit!
And you couldn't have sex for a month or do anything.
I remember that.
And you weren't supposed to masturbate for a month, too.
Did you really wait the whole month?
No, I didn't, but...
How many days till you caved in?
I think I gave, like, 2.5 weeks, I think.
That's not bad.
I tried. Yeah. I found a way to just do the tip.
Oh, nice. Just rub the tip.
No. I don't rub. I don't know what I was doing, but it worked. But it was... Oh, I had to go like this. Because the top was fucked up.
So oh, like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Not, but I do that anyways because I'm so thick. No, just kidding.
You're like,
yeah. So the way I found it was when I had two hands and I...
No. This takes forever.
Yeah, I started jerking. But, yeah, it was really gnarly. Like, really fucking gnarly.
Fuck.
And the stitches sucked. And every time I got a boner, like, it fucking hurt. Damn. So bad. Because he felt it stretching.
Yeah. And you just said you did a bad job, ugly. Really? Like, or...
No, he didn't do a bad job. Yeah. No, that one healed really well. But I think there's another... Like another part that's like opening or something. Oh, like fuck. I don't know what's going on.
So you gotta go back?
Probably.
Shit, dude. Yeah, like just doctor's office just always freaks me out.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't like dentists. Doctors I'm okay with.
Really? I'm opposite. I'm fine with dentists, but doctors, ooh.
So weird.
It feels good at the end. Like I feel I'm like, I just like feels fresh.
I have teeth issues because of how clean my teeth are.
You
brush too hard, like way too hard.
Yeah. Do you floss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them. I think like if I haven't flossed in a while, then they'll bleed. But usually I don't bleed.
Yeah.
Because I do it so frequently.
It's funny because when I was younger, I used to floss before I go to the dentist's office, and then one day my dentist's like, "You don't have to floss before you come here. We can."
They know, I was bro.
Like, fuck. They're like, we can just see you by the blood.
If you're bleeding, they're like, you don't floss.
Yeah. They're like. You don't have to do that. Just do that normally.
My dentist is always like, oh, you floss every day, huh? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, wow.
I think it's because every time I went to a dentist, I've always had like a really just pretty dentist lady. So I've always wanted to impress her.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'd always like brush
what
my teeth. Like before going, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to brush my teeth. It's going to be really clean and floss really clean. And they're like, yeah, we know what you're doing. You just got to stop doing that.
You stop, you fucking idiot.
I know.
That's fucking funny.
But yeah, all my dentists are just like really pretty. I think that's why I had like always a good experience, I guess.
It must be nice.
I know. So every time I brush my teeth, I get a boner.
Oh, yeah. Every time I brush my teeth, I want to pee on myself.
Oh, yeah, the drip.
That's sick. But maybe we should start with the episode. Right, yeah.
Let's do it.
What does Andrew have for us today?
Since people love your advice that you guys give, I thought we'd answer a little bit more questions, but this time it doesn't have to be about relationships.
Who loves it? Who loves it?
June, Tim, Connor.
No. If anyone thinks I'm mean to Han, you're right.
They all know. It's apparent.
You don't know what he's done to me. I just spare his dignity.
Okay, let's start with one. I share a bathroom with my sister and brother. I was ready to go to bed for the night, so I go to the bathroom, do my stuff. I sat on the toilet and didn't notice anything at that point, but then I pulled my normally loose-fitting shorts up, and they kind of glued onto my ass. At that point, I thought I had maybe spilled something oddly sticky on the inside of my shorts.
I know what it is.
I longed to return those blissfully ignorant moments. It was only as I was cleaning up and I bent over that I realized that sticky thing was on me, not on my shorts. I bent over and I could feel it like crack, if that makes any sense. All this explains that for some reason it occurred to me to look at the toilet seat, and sure enough, I found what I expected to find. I already cleaned the seat, but maybe that was a mistake because I could have left it for my siblings to find, and then maybe my sister would have noticed and told him about it. Or he would notice it was... I found out that it was semen.
Oh, I thought it was cheese whiz.
Wait. So he sat on a toilet and he
Is
sat
it a,
on
guy?
A
girl. Oh, so he has two sisters.
He has a sister and a brother.
Oh. So she sat on it and she sat on her own brother's cum.
Yes.
And now she's pregnant. Sweet home. Alabama.
So she's asking, how do I communicate this to my brother in a way that doesn't make me want to dig a hole into the Middle Earth and hide?
Well, damage has been done.
Did she say Middle Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, she's dope, bro. That got me hard. Who is this girl, bro?
What's her username?
Yeah.
She goes by Anonymous.
Oh.
Eowyn.
Damn, dude. So she sat on her brother's cum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he fucking just came on that toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking weird. He didn't clean it?
But
what a savage.
At least he was aiming for something.
That's true. But it's like, you know someone's going to fucking sit there.
And you have siblings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why didn't he lift the seat up?
He did it on purpose, I'm sure.
I think he did. That's gross, yeah. Bro. You think
biological warfare, bro. Yeah. Ooh,
maybe he's into it.
Oh, damn. Maybe he was by the door. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you sit on that.
Sit on my babies. Ooh, yeah.
Sticky, isn't it? He has a little glass on the door.
He's
She's like, what the here. Fuck? And he's like, oh.
You like that, sister?
Oh, dude.
That's gross, dude. So he didn't clean it. He didn't show purpose, man.
That's the noise I think she made when she sat on the cum.
You'll be more gross. She'd be like,
yeah.
I've tasted this before.
Wait a minute. This is Johnny, the younger brother.
Johnny! You get your ass back here and clean us come up. So gross. It's not mom.
Yeah, it tastes like IPAs. IPAs and weed. How come every kid named Johnny like loves IPAs and weed and comes on their sister's toilet seat?
That's why it's called IPAs.
IP.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Nice.
Yeah. What a gross story, though.
Damn. So the question, what was the question? That how does she bring it up?
Yeah. How does she bring it up to her brother?
Do it like a dog. You bring him over. You make him sniff his own shit and.
Bad Johnny.
Yeah, eat it.
Bad little brother.
Bad Johnny.
No, Johnny's the older one.
It's Freddy. Freddy's the younger one.
Frederick.
Frederick.
Yeah, they would call the little one Frederick.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's fucked, huh?
There's not an easy conversation. You just gotta just fucking do it. Or I'd call him right away. Yo, you can't do that. Yeah.
You almost got me pregnant, no. You little shit.
Yeah. Not ready to be a mom yet.
Oh, damn, fuck. Dude. What do you do?
I'd be
okay,
pissed.
What if I can't say you don't have a brother.
Well, if you had a brother and that happened to you, what would you do?
And I sat on his shit?
Yeah.
Bro, I beat the shit out of him. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say too. I was like, there's violence.
Yeah, dude.
And after I beat him up, I'll come on.
how do you like it? I could just see Johnny smoking some weed. That's an IPA. And you like it, Frederick? Yes, fuck you.
Sleep on that,
fuck
bitch.
You. Throws the beer bottle at him.
Smear all over.
Yeah. Simba. You seen The Lion King?
Yeah, it's on the forehead.
Damn, yeah, how do you not respond with my hands?
Yeah, you gotta beat the shit out of.
But I guess if you're a sister. Like, okay, I guess maybe you'd have to be like your sister. You know what I mean? Like your sister's excrement. Because then it's like, obviously a dude's going to beat the other dude up or something and be pissed. But like if it's your sister, you're going to probably be a little more delicate. And I think she would probably, she's probably like, how do I not be a dick to my brother, right?
Yeah.
But also like, fuck
but the
him.
Thing is, like, he knew what the fuck was going to happen, though.
What if, dude, like.
You don't come and forget.
What if it was his first time?
You have clarity after you come.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right? But what if he's like. Okay, did it say what time of night it is or day or anything?
No.
What if he like woke up and he just had to get out?
Oh, it's got
to
be nighttime because she was like
in her jammies.
Jammies, yeah.
Yeah. So he's just like, oh man, I gotta get this out. I can't sleep. So he just and then like he's like,
you jerk off sleepy.
I gotta go to bed. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got school the next day.
I jerk off when I'm wide awake, when I'm sleepy, when I just woke up, midday, when I'm tired, when I'm bored and have nothing to do. When I have something to do and I should be doing it, I jerk off. Yeah. And when I don't have anything to do, I jerk off.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I honestly think maybe he's just tired and just missed. Right? Because it seems like this is his first defense. It's not like, how do I tell my little brother that he needs to stop doing this? It's just like,
hey, yeah, he needs to clean your shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She almost drowned in the splooge.
Because I'm not cleaning that shit up. I'd be like, dude, you motherfucker.
She said she did clean it up?
Yeah.
And she thought about leaving it. How did she clean it like this?
Oh, she used toilet paper probably.
Sure.
And then she was like,
"You made me clean it with my tongue.
It's all your fault.
You fucking idiot. Yeah.
You asshole.
You made me a dirty one.
You bully. Yeah.
You forced my hand.
I had no choice. There weren't any other options.
Okay, so if your sister came on the seat and then you sat on it because you were going to take a fat shit, like what would you tell her? Or so would you tell her?
I go in her room.
What if you're going to take a fat shit?
It's just the same answer. Yeah. He's going to come on him.
And I'll go in her room, take a fat shit for her. Be like, you clean this shit up. You put fire with fire, bro.
That's not even fire.
Yeah, that's fucked up, bro. What is wrong with you?
Andrew, you? You knew what I was going to say?
I know you too well.
Oh, fuck. I would do that.
You'd really shit
in a room? I would shit in a room.
Damn.
That's how fucking disgusting
that's
I would feel.
That's so much more aggressive.
What would you do? What would be the... What's the proper response?
You know those, like... You know when, like, your sister wears a face mask?
Okay.
You know that's already gooey? Uh-huh. Deposit.
But they're already sealed.
Yeah, hey, open this up.
Now wear it.
No, dude, I don't know. I honestly think I would just say that. Hey, dude, like, because if it's like someone you like actually care about, unlike you, I'd be like, hey, like, this is awkward, but yeah, but you gotta clean your shit up, bro. Like, straight up. But you can't snail trail the toilet
seat. I still think it's just it was done on purpose, dude.
Yeah,
I don't think it was on purpose. You said it is on purpose?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was.
When you come, you know where you're coming at. Unless you're like, oh, doing that.
Well, see, like,
is that what he's doing?
Dude, I don't. See, okay, look.
It's time to go.
Can you come on the toilet again?
Feel good. It's time for breakfast. Mom, I want waffles today.
The post not clarity hit him hard, dude. He's just like IHOP right after. Jesus, dude.
Right?
I think I'm on the other side.
I
don't always know how I'm gonna come straight up.
Okay, so reenact the scene. So you just came, and so now what?
I was aiming for something, uh-huh. And it went 3 feet past, like straight up.
Uh-huh.
So I have projectiles, and not every like I try my best, but.
So you're just gonna leave it?
No, I wouldn't leave it. I'll clean it.
Yeah, see. So there's no scenario where it's
I just
like,
think he's tired. Like, you're not always like the cleanest person when you're asleep.
I know, but
when
I'm gonna
like
come
that.
In the bathroom for a shared bathroom, it's like, dude, you know someone
else.
Bro,
you leave your fucking cum everywhere.
No, I put it in a wastebasket.
Yeah, but it's gross.
I'm gonna collect.
Yeah, that's fucking the same shit almost.
No, it's not.
It's halfway clean.
No one cleans it.
That's disgusting. And your cum smells rancid, dude. Your cum smells like old seafood.
I'm glad. When we go back to
nope, no, not
cafe.
Going. I'm not going.
Yep.
No, not if you come in your pants again.
Well, don't make me then. Hey guys, want to get some waffles?
You act like the worst thing in the world happened to you. Oh my god, you guys made me release. How dare you?
No, it's the worst ever.
Oh fuck you guys. You are horrible friends. You piece of shit.
I know. We got boba afterwards too, right?
Let's go to the next one. What do you got for us, Andrew?
My boyfriend found out my ex's dick was bigger and now wants to end things.
His name's August.
Thank you.
Basically, I, an 18-year-old female, was texting with my boyfriend, 21, who I've been dating for 3 months. He started asking me questions about my sexual history, which I'm very open with, and so is he. He told me some stories about girls he slept with, which made me feel terrible and uncomfortable, but I didn't say anything. Then he asked me if my ex's dick was bigger. I'm a very honest person, and I've never lied to my boyfriend. I told him I'm not going to tell you because I knew he would get hurt. He kept persisting until I said yes. He then started asking how much bigger, and I told him again, I'm not going to tell you. But he kept persisting and telling me that it wasn't going to hurt him.
Bro, she's telling him like so much. She's not saying anything.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything, and he knew that I was hiding it because it was a lot bigger. He started texting me rampantly saying he was having a panic attack and he was freaking out. And he thought he wasn't good enough for me and that he would rather get cheated on. It had been a day and he called me this morning telling me he didn't sleep at all last night and that his heart is falling out of love with me and he's not sure if he can be with me anymore. I'm not sure what to do. I feel like I should have lied to him, but I just cannot lie to him. I feel so heartbroken and I feel like I ruined this relationship. What do I do?
You probably have a experience in this, right?
So my ex. No, I mean, for the
you
guy
think
to,
he's gay? He's thinking about the guy's dick a lot. But I think it's funny that every time she said, like, I'm not telling you, added on like 3 inches. He's like, Jesus Christ. He's like, I'm not telling you 3 inches. How much bigger than his ring? I'm not telling you 6 inches. Oh, shit. Gee, was he better than me? I'm not telling you. Oh, Jesus Christ. She was with a porn star.
It's like the reality. Like, who, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta accept the fact that, dude, there's gonna be other guys with bigger dicks than
you. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but the fact that he was dreaming about it.
Having panic attacks. Yeah. Over that? Really?
Over a guy's wiener? Yeah. Melodramatic.
Penis!
You have to say it's like bigger than mine. No, you guys say.
My small. So tiny. It's huge.
They call him Micro Mike.
Daddy.
I'm scared. Daddy. What the fuck is wrong with you? You encompass this way too well, bro. Oh shit.
Dude, he says you're like daddy in the middle of the night.
Dad! Dude, this is your episode, bro.
Oh fuck.
You know what I'm just realizing? Like, everybody in Han's mind is mentally challenged, bro. Like, that's his default of anyone he doesn't know.
Oh fuck!
Dude, it's because it's hot in here too, bro. I'm getting like fucking delirious.
That's good though. Keep it up. Keep it up. Oh, that's fucking funny. Damn, dude. So she added on inches every time she said nothing, yeah, right? Yeah. I'm not telling you. Great way to tell him.
And if you knew he didn't react that way, you should have just lied.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But she's saying she doesn't want to lie.
Yeah.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Would you lie?
If I was a girl?
If you were a... Yeah, either way. Do it both ways.
If I know that, like...
Is my shit tighter than your ex?
I wouldn't care, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, you're with me, so we're fine. You know what I mean?
I would love nothing more than to lay pipe on your clapped out vagina for the rest of my days.
Yeah.
Played out and shit after 10 kids.
Right?
Hell yeah.
That person wouldn't be with you if they were not happy with something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just... the guy should be like... He got some issues.
The girl's white, huh?
No, probably.
And her ex was Jerome. That's why she kept saying, I ain't telling you.
That's why I like R&B.
He wasn't that much bigger. Yeah. I think he's just insecure. And he's young, right? Aren't they young?
21. He's 21.
He's 21?
Well, for, yeah, that's still young, though.
Yeah, but what if she thinks about it? Is that worse?
How weird. So what do you mean? Like, she brings it up? Oh, man, my ex is just...
What if she's, like, thinking about her ex while she's with you?
Get the fuck out of my house.
That's true. Then you shouldn't be with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if, like, she doesn't tell you?
This is what you're going to get. This is standard.
Small bowls. Yeah. A burnt forest. and a pecker.
You can get a four cylinder, right? It's economical.
Right? It does what it needs to do.
It doesn't win a lot of races, but it does what it needs to do. Yeah. Right?
And I do not. What do you? Wait, you never miss too, right? I don't miss
it. It's a Honda Civic. It's reliable. Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
She's got to be. I think she. I mean, like honestly, she should reassure him because she did tell him without telling him.
Yeah. And, but he kept asking.
Yeah, but she should have fucking lied or something.
Like, yeah, but he's gonna find out later on.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, yeah, when she's this calling guy
seems
his name.
Like okay, but this guy seems like he's gonna keep asking.
About no, it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, you're right, Andrew. At the end of the day, I think that he wants to break up with her because he's scared of his little wee wee.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's probably normal, dude. Like, he's probably just like what's the actual average? Like for
4 to 5 inches. Five.
Why do you know this? Do you guys Google? Is my dick big enough? Average? Yeah, you've never been insecure, but you guys both Google that shit. It is 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Realistically. Look up what's the outliers and what's actually micro.
Yours is like 10% of guys.
10%.
Yeah. Anything above like I heard like no way. Like 7 inches. Anything above that, it's like. You're rare. You're like a shiny.
Nah. In the U.S.
Yeah, global.
No, dude, European dudes have like massive cocks.
Oh, it's, yeah, between 5.1 inches to 5.5. But that's the U.S.
Okay.
Asia, it's 4 to 5.
What about Europe?
Europe?
I bet you it's bigger.
Like Scandinavian shit, huh?
No, just Europe German. In general. Yeah, no, like maybe.
But British dick is small, I heard.
French dick.
Yeah.
5.37 to 5.71.
In where?
Europe. France.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Europe's national average?
Ecuador, 5.29 to 6.93.
Damn, 6.93. That's almost 7 inches.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for him too. Like he's young, 21. Yeah.
Just accept the fact that
everyone has a little bit of insecurity about their penis at some point in their life. Everyone
what you
does.
Should do is buy a Mustang, and you'll feel better.
I should know.
Yeah. Compensate.
Yeah. Drive a truck with spinners and with like a 42-inch lift.
There we go.
To make you feel secure.
Get a monster tattoo on your arm.
Some flames.
Don't worry, you're good. Yeah, bro. There's plenty of you out there.
Okay. Next one. My husband told me I'm putting lipstick on a pig. I'm 2 weeks postpartum.
Don't laugh at that. Like, fuck, is it 2 weeks postpartum?
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, Jeff.
Did you pick this?
Yeah.
This is dark, dude.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
He doesn't want to edit, but he's not setting us up very well, dude.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
All right, go for it.
Oh, fuck.
I'm 2 weeks postpartum and I still have 20 to 25 pounds to lose. I'm 5'10" and 195 pounds, usually around 170, 175. I decided to get a spray tan to make myself feel a little less like a marshmallow and asked my husband to watch the baby for an hour so I could go. He asked why I'm even going since it's just like putting lipstick on a pig and my real issue is not being tan, it's the extra weight. I normally spray tan but stopped during pregnancy, and I told him his comment was rude and disagreed, saying, I'm being too sensitive and it's just a fact. He also used this reference the week before when I was putting on makeup and asked me the same question. I'm really pissed at him and not sure how to respond, looking for ideas or either understand his perspective and how to properly communicate to him about this.
I feel like the guys that always say kind of stuff like this are fucking ugly as fuck. And they have like rosacea or something.
Yeah.
First things first, guys that have issues with their wives being like whatever, they're usually fat, ugly pieces of shit.
They look like me.
Why would you say that? Yeah,
Jesus,
no,
bro.
No, that's true.
Nah, bro. I think so. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't even treat your wife like
never,
that.
Oh, yeah, never, yeah.
Especially, like, at such a, like, a tender time. Like, why would you even
do that? Yeah, I know, dude. And postpartum is a real shit.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah, there's so much going on. Yeah. To be that inconsiderate.
You just fucking create a child for you. You're going to say that kind of shit, you know?
That's small penis dude 20 years in the future. Yep. And he found a girl that, like, you know, that's fucked, dude. Why is she? I don't know. I really have nothing to say because I don't know why these people marry these people in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have any advice for you except like you fucked up.
I think we had a conversation like this before. It's like, yeah. Why do you? Yeah, I just can't understand it.
I don't understand.
You know how that person is.
Yeah.
This is not the first. This should not surprise you.
And I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time where she said something.
Yeah.
So and maybe he's like, maybe she was like a trophy wife or something, right? Yeah. He married her just because she's pretty.
Fucking putting lipstick on a pig, like damn.
So you think this is like? Do you think that's like divorce worthy? Because they just had a kid. They just had a kid.
Well, or a fucking kid. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to be a dick here, but you fucking chose to marry him.
Yeah.
You had a fucking kid with him.
Yeah.
You're like you're the fucking idiot. Like the guy's an asshole, 100%. But she's stupid.
You chose to.
You made your bed,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm so I don't understand. I'm so shocked that they treat me like shit. It's like, dude, like you fucking married him.
Yep.
You made a commitment. And now you're tied genetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, because once you have a kid together, you're always gonna see each other.
So dumb, bro. So fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I don't believe in like staying with your partner for children or anything like that. I think sometimes divorce is a really good answer.
Yeah, and being, you know, earlier the better too, in my opinion.
Fuck yeah. Especially when the kid's young, fuck them up. Divorce early. Make them not understand shit.
Yep. Because when I was, you know, because my parents split when I was like a baby.
Yeah.
I was just okay.
But it fucked your sister.
Yeah, it did. So that's what you gotta do it fast, dude. You gotta fucking get out of there.
So when did she get a, when did she know that your parents split?
When she was six.
So split around six.
That fucked up, dude. That's mean. So fucked up. Dude, no, I'm sorry. Don't watch this episode.
Fucking listen, bro.
I know she's not.
The ABG tattoo wearing motherfucker.
That was a good episode. The impression, you know, would be very unique.
Some original ass ideas, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what to say to Like I just said, I really have no words for people like that.
Mm.
Like, what would you say? Like, you would have better context because, like, apparently I'm, like, too harsh or whatever.
No, dude. I agree with you on this one, to be honest.
You think so?
There's no, yeah, you know what?
Like, I have friends that are in bad relationships.
I do, too.
But I tell them, like, straight up.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I probably shouldn't.
I'm more like this. I think they know.
Yeah.
And that's
I just hate when they tell me about it.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, like, what should I do? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, go, like, what is wrong with you?
You made your bed.
Stop asking me for advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You fucking, like, I don't care what you do, make a decision. You stay with him and deal with your consequences, or you split
Stop
up.
Stop bitching.
Yeah. Yeah. Or do something about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I don't like to stick
around. I was watching a really cool show about, like, pedophiles, and they're catching them, and it's, like, cool when, like, some wives are so fucking delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane. And, like, the guy was, like, he was having sex with, like, a high school girl because he was a teacher.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was, like, really fucked up. And then she was like, but we had a perfect marriage. And he was, like, cheating on her since, like, the day they met with, like, their friends, everything. Like, and then also had sex with a minor. And she's like, yeah, but it was a great. It's like, how fucking delusional are you? Like, what world do you live in? Mm-hmm. And it was only entertaining, which was funny because I was just like, she's high. Like, she's high as fuck, dude. Like, how does this make any sense?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, well, like, you know, he was good. Like, we had a great marriage. I'm like, no, dude, you didn't even fucking know him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm pretty sure they got together fast and, like, she did not know his life. Like,
no, so apparently they knew each other, like, for years in college and dated in college. And then when they met again, like, they got married, like, out of nowhere really quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it was weird. But, like, it's like, I don't understand that. And then there was another one where a wife found out her husband was, like, he had tons of child pornography on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
And what's badass is, like, she made a decision and turned his ass in.
Oh, wow.
Which is, like, super cool, but it's, like, the system's so broke because, like, he got out and then he's like, oh, I found Jesus and all that bullshit. That I hate fucking people that use religion as, like, that scapegoat. That person's, the person that it actually affected, the wife and the children and whatever, that family, it's like they get scrutinized for doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And the person that fucked up and then all of a sudden, like, corrects or says they're corrected and finds God, they're like, oh, good for you, you know? Good. It's like you fucking tore this whole family apart. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's so sad because that's realistically, that's what happens with women. Mm. And it's like, even if she leaves him for like being like, oh, like you're, he was abusive, verbally abusive, which it sounds like he is. And probably if you're one abuse, you're probably another, realistically. Mm-hmm. And if she left, like, she would probably get condemned for it, which is, like, really shitty, too. And I think that's one big reason why women stay, like, 100%.
Yeah, and because you're labeled as divorced and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's sad. It's because it's so, we're so backwards in the system. You know, it's like, oh, the women are the problem. It's like, how does that make sense? And it's like, 99% of the time, it's the men.
Yeah. I was going to piggyback. There's this dad, the son who had him like for weekends. And the son went on his dad's computer and found a bunch of child pornography. And when the son confronted his dad killed his son.
Fuck.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, that tore my heart. I was like, and see, like, fucking stupid people fucking breed and shit. And, like, you know, the innocent fucking gets the fucking worst end of it. You know what I mean?
90%
like,
of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
90% of the people with children are dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that sounds really bad.
I feel like if you want to have a kid, you need to, like, go through a process.
I think so, yeah. too. Mm-hmm. Poor people, stealing from poor people, breeding with other, like, it's just, like, it's insane. Like, why would you, you're so fucked. Poor people, breeding with poor people, you're like...
No, like impoverished nations, they populate more. Like,
no, I know, but it's just funny because that's that context is stupid people and stupid people fuck. But poor people, yeah, poor people, they shouldn't be having sex. But realistically, you're not wrong either. Like, I'm poor, but I'm choosing not to have children.
Oh, and maybe having a kid will make our relationship better.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people fucking have that logic too. Yeah. And hosh. Let's have another kid and I won't watch it.
Oh, dude. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm going to have a laugh hangover tomorrow, bro.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
I woke up to my roommate caressing me in my sleep.
God damn it.
I'm 24 female and have been living with my roommate, 27 male, for about 9 months. We were cool and would hang out occasionally before he moved in with me. I've known him for like 5 years. I always told him I looked at him like a brother and I trusted him.
Friend zone.
His last lease was up and he needed a place to stay, so I told him he can move into the other bedroom. After living together for a few months, one time while we were out drinking, he told me he doesn't view me as a sister and asked if he would ever have a chance with me. I told him no, he's like a brother to me, and brushed it off because we were too drunk. A few other times when he came home after a night out of drinking, I would be getting ready for bed in my room. He would text me weird things like he would give me $1,000 if I could just give him 20 minutes of my time. Obviously, I told him to fuck off and go to sleep. The next morning, he would say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I was way too drunk. He hadn't done anything weird like that in a while, and with his work schedule, we don't really see each other often and hang out. I went to sleep early and he ended up going out with some friends. Around 4 a.m., I felt something weird on my back, but I thought I was just imagining it. Then I felt something lift up my nightdress
and touch my... Wait, 4 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Then I felt something lift up my nightdress and touch my butt. I woke up and I saw him standing over my bed. I sat up and cursed at him and told him to get the fuck out of my room. Once he left, I locked the door. Anyways, I don't know what to do because I don't feel comfortable with him anymore. There's 3 months left on the lease. I would just kick him out now, but I low-key need the money for the rent. My room's locked and I have a camera, but I still feel creeped out. What do I do?
It's not worth it, bro. Break the lease.
But she says she low-key needs the rent, though.
So what? Ask your fucking dad or family or ask a friend to help out. Like, that's not worth it, dude. You're going to get raped.
But that's already sexual assault.
Yeah, it is. Like,
she could.
The fact that you didn't even, like, go to... Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that, too. The fact that she didn't even, like, do anything about it, like, you should have gone to the cops.
I'm not going to lie. This is what I would do.
What?
I take a shit. So next time he thinks about doing that, he's doogie his ass.
I'm going to wait till 4 a.m. till he's asleep. I'm going to go in his room. I'm going to oil up his ass and shove a fucking dildo real deep. Horse cock. 18 inches.
Oh, I think you're going to the bathroom and they come on the seat and just leave it there.
No. Why would she do that? He would eat it. He would taste it.
He'd be like,
so you really aren't having those multi.
Yeah. It's Christmas time. Yeah.
Christmas came early this year.
So yeah, fucking break the lease.
Break the lease. And get money from someone else if you really need it. It's not worth it. Again. You've already been sexually assaulted. And he's a fucking creep. Kill him. No, I was
kidding. Throw him down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, these scenarios are like crazy. I always think like I know this is funny because it's such good like material for us, but I think like why are people posting this and like waiting for a response or trying to get validated in like what they should do when they're just like I don't understand like why they're not. Why the fuck are you laughing?
No, it's because like why don't they just do it now?
What sucks about her situation? She was just trying to be a nice person and have him in, right? Yeah. When you friend zone a dude, don't ever move in with them. I think that's like the biggest thing.
Yeah, you already said like he was your brother.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if
he didn't take it that way,
if he starts saying, "Oh, I see you more than that," don't live with each other. And he's obviously a creep now. He's touching your ass while you're fucking sleeping.
So,
I'm not a gun guy.
But have a gun.
But you should have a gun, dude. Yeah, sure. Just to threaten this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, as you said, break the lease. It's not worth it. 3 months in, you know, and also like, tell him straight out, you know, I could have called the cops on your ass, and you could have been in deep shit, you know what I mean? Mm. And cut fucking bridges with that motherfucker. And then once he leaves, right, wherever you find him, you take a shit in a fucking bag and you send that fucking shit back to him.
Why are you so funny? Like
dookies. Dookies with cookies. Dookies. Last statement?
Bro, like, stop posting on fucking Reddit. Like, what is fucking wrong with you? Yeah, dude, I just think, like, stop posting on Reddit. It's your life. It matters, you know, at the end of the day. And you shouldn't fucking... You shouldn't play around with that stuff. I think the longer you wait, the more you're probably in a situation that you shouldn't be. And that's, like, really unsafe and not okay. What do you think?
Safety is number one. And then teamwork.
Calcifer says, don't be a dumb bitch.
All right, guys. That was another amazing episode of 30-30. We'll see you again next week for another fun episode. All right. Good night, guys.